something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I eat peck of cheese.
Yeah, he does.
Greg Morton in the studio on Thursdays at the Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com. Nick's your opener all weekend here in town, and he's also in Lincoln. Nick is in Lincoln on Sunday at the Zoo Bar, right?
Yes.
We had Howie Mandel on today, and we had Brian Posehn on, and we also had Dr. Mina. You can check out all those on the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. It's Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter. Just shared a nice photo of J-Lo. She likes to work out.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. If I had a trainer, I'd still be fat.
You can get one.
Sorry. I hate when people hammer celebrities for staying in shape.
Howie Mandel, by the
they
way.
Have a little more, they do have a little more time in general, but you still have to do it.
That's their job.
That's their job. You still have to do it, Todd.
Well, yeah, you still got to put the work in.
Yes, and that's the tough part, and anybody knows when you work out.
I don't care how many trainers you have. You still have to do the work.
Right, but you know, I'm just reading what you see on the social media.
She better not celebrate it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Howie Mandel called us.
Craig's about to bring us down.
He has a comedy special on the CW tomorrow night with a lot of his friends, including people we know like Fortune. Who else is on there? Alonzo Bowden.
Alonzo Bowden, yeah.
And Brian Posehn has the Grandpa Metal album. It's available now.
All right, Craig, I got it.
Let's play Who's Older again. Or I guess in this case it would be What's Older and Who's Older.
Okay, yeah.
It is Yoko's birthday.
Yeah, would you rather have a woman sound like this during an orgasm? Or a woman sound like this during an orgasm? That actually is Yoko, by the way.
Yeah, and I think most guys would just settle for sound.
Yeah. Exactly. You can't take Yoko to the library.
It is also the anniversary of the discovery of the planet Pluto.
Well, Yoko's in her 80s, and I have no idea when they discovered Pluto. So
Well, as long as you've been alive, at least.
Obviously.
Oh, it might have been.
So 80 years ago is what?
Was Yoko?
No, 80 years ago
would have been 1940.
Thank you.
So who's older, the discovery of Pluto by Clyde Tombaugh at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, or Yoko?
This I'm going to say Yoko.
I'm going Yoko,
Yeah,
too.
I'll say Yoko.
Yoko.
Pluto.
Damn it! She's pissed, too. You sucked us in.
Yoko born in 33, Pluto discovered in 30.
That's the sound I'm going to make every time I lose a game.
She's going to be. She's 86 at least. She'll be 87 this year.
Pluto reclassified as a dwarf planet or minor planet in 06. I assume that they are good with the term, the planets are good with the term dwarf.
God, that is so annoying.
Midget. They don't like the term midget.
No.
So yesterday when I first heard the story about Bezos giving away...
Oh, he did something good after that.
Though. His money for climate change, he says...
Oh, no, that one, yeah. Yeah, I saw that story.
Yeah, I heard...
We talked about not giving free Amazon to Palestine yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, that was the bad story that I saw he's giving billions away for climate change. Right?
Well, okay, yeah. $10 billion. However... Yesterday, when I first heard it, I wasn't.
That's crazy.
Well, write that check.
Yesterday, when I heard it for the first time, I wasn't really paying attention, and I was, you know, walking by the TV or radio or whatnot.
Right.
But what I heard was 10 million, not 10 billion.
And you're thinking, that's nothing. 10 million.
And I'm thinking,
wallet.
Yeah. What's 10 million going to do here?
Nothing.
Yeah.
10 billion can do something, right?
And so then I kind of looked into it. Oh, with a B, that's different entirely.
You called up and apologized,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, I did.
Right.
He said he's putting $10 billion toward the effort, the fight against climate change.
See, there's no snow on the Rio Grande, though. So
through the launch of the Bezos Earth Fund.
Yeah, end of study.
Yeah, end of study, Trump says.
He said that scientists and activists are just some of the people that will get money from his new initiative.
It's a lot of money. But you're right, though. You probably walked around a couple hours saying, cheap ass.
Well, because 10 million after is, I said cheap ass the first
that's
time.
Jeans. That's jeans money for him.
Yeah, that's pocket change.
Oh, I found $10 million in my jeans pocket.
Right. Good thing I didn't wash that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought that there's no way I could have heard that correctly.
Right, and you were right.
Yeah, I didn't. Yes, I can assume I'm wrong, and I'm right. That works out,
yeah,
doesn't
it? You're right. You're right. You were wrong.
Right.
Right.
Well, he knew that $10 million from him would be like an empty gesture.
Well, it wouldn't be.
Right.
It didn't mean anything.
He was worried about what Craig was thinking.
Just me, but everyone.
Yeah.
And if he really wants to do something about it, the millions isn't going to do what the billions will.
No, true.
Mm-hmm. Out of Boston, woman got into a Lyft car over the weekend. Thought she was being kidnapped. Her phone died after she ordered the car.
Right.
But before the car got there.
Right.
So she didn't know what car she was looking for.
Oh, you can't see if Jim's coming in a Honda Civic.
Yeah, but instead of taking her home, the driver took her in a completely different direction. She ended up kicking the door open, running down the road for help.
Got in the wrong app, got in the wrong car.
She got into the wrong car,
yeah.
Was being taken on the other user's route. That dude's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Oh, but they always
turns out she got into an Uber instead of a Lyft.
But the Lyft and Uber guys say, "Are you Mike?" They say that.
They're supposed to.
Supposed to say that.
Not always.
Everyone I've done, they've always said, "Are you this person?"
No, I haven't been
asked. At least the first name.
Every time. Right. A lot of times, but not every time.
All right.
Police say it was all a misunderstanding because of a language barrier. Actually, a group of men pointed to a car waiting, and so she just wandered over there.
But she ran away from nothing.
Right. Yeah. The driver stops for snacks. So I don't know why she had to kick the door of the vehicle open at the gas station where the guy had stopped for snacks.
She thought she had to.
She's seen too many action movies.
That's exactly
she flagged down another driver who took her back home.
The other guy said, "Some crazy bitch jumped out of my Lyft."
Yeah.
Did you see the guy got arrested for kidnapping? It was a Lyft or Uber. Because he chased a car down that cut him off with passengers. It happened last week.
Oh, I guess that is.
He had two people in the back seat, and a car chased him. A car cut him off. So he's chasing this other car, and they're streaming it in the back. And since he wouldn't pull over and let him out, it's kidnapping.
Yeah. That is.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because he had road rage, and you can't do road rage with somebody in the car.
Well, if you stray off your course, technically, that would be kidnapping.
But they wanted him to, he was chasing these people.
Yeah, if they say stop and let us out, and he says no.
Yeah, he said,
that's kidnapping.
Yeah.
I like that. The Uber would just, horrible road rage.
Right.
Yelling and screaming.
And you're in the back seat.
Yeah.
Right. My dad and I were in a cab in Vegas years ago, and a cop pulls up beside us. And the cab driver rolls his window down, and we're still driving on that little loop outside when you head down towards downtown in Vegas, not down the strip. And we're going pretty fast. We're all both probably going about 60 miles an hour. And the cop pulls up, winds his window down, and starts yelling at our cab driver. And the cab driver is not taking crap. He's yelling back. And I'm thinking, this isn't cool. Hey, hello, dude, we're in the back. The cop didn't even care we're in the back. The driver didn't care we were in the back. And they were just exchanging some words, and they were pissing each other.
It's like,
you got balls, you're yelling at a cop as you're driving 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were yelling at each other about because it was so windy when you went the window down, but we were in the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't stop to ask him?
No, because they didn't pull us over. The cop didn't pull us over, but he's screaming at that guy, and this guy's screaming back, and then they keep going, because I guess cops in Vegas had more important things to do than pull us over, I guess. But
you're just stuck in the back
seat. We're stuck in the back. I'm looking at my dad, we're laughing. I said, what's going on here? This cop is pissing our driver. We're in the back seat.
You don't want to roll your window down and start yelling at him, too?
Yeah, what he says.
They probably do
I'm back in Jose up here.
They just do that to mess with riders.
They might.
Yeah.
They might have. That's probably it.
They're buddies.
Elton John said he's going to play his remaining shows in Australia and New Zealand after being diagnosed with the walking pneumonia. He is resting, and he is going to delay the Wednesday show until Thursday and then, get back on track. Ozzy will not.
Ozzy's
out.
Yeah, he's down.
He's canceling the tour.
No.
He's canceling the tour, but he's sure he's going to make the tour at some point. He just doesn't want to yank everybody around with, well, maybe next week or next month, and I'll be fine. No, the next month. He just, screw it, cancel it. I'll tell you when I'm going out. Right. Yeah, get your money back, and then we'll go later on.
Eddie Trunk had a great tweet yesterday. He's worried about Ozzy's health. He's pretty much just hanging up, Ozzy. Concentrate on your health. But the fact is that Ozzy said his first farewell tour was 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, although like the Who did one in 81, too. They called that a farewell tour. Ozzy actually, I remember Ozzy actually doing it and people believing it. I really remember people believing the 30-year-ago tour, which would have been, you know, 90, was his final tour.
Well, this is the second time he's canceled this particular tour.
Right, I know.
They tried to do this like last spring,
Summer.
Maybe you're just past the point in your life where you can do that,
right,
Ozzy.
Right.
Well, he's going to go to Switzerland for treatment, but he can't go till April because he's pimping the new album. The treatment takes 6 to 8 weeks, he says. And this is technically called the No More Tours 2 tour.
I love that.
I like that too.
I love that.
I think if he's going to do anything, I think he needs to do, you know, like
Vegas.
Well, or you know, like the you know, see Stardust do 4 or 5 cities for a 2-week residency.
Right, right.
And we're going to do 5 shows in 2 weeks and that's it. You come to me. I'm not going to go out and do a full-scale tour anymore.
Yeah, he can sell those kind. I mean, he still does pretty well, but I think he has to I think he still has to go to those cities. You know,
but I just don't think he's physically able.
No, I don't think so either, Push.
I don't think he can do it anymore.
No.
And apparently making news is Sharon's new hair color. She's no longer red.
I saw that.
White, gray, whatever you want to call it.
She's natural.
Oh, she went.
Is it natural?
Well, that's what she says.
I think they colored it white.
Yeah.
Well, she's old enough now. It's probably not normally red.
She's been coloring it for 18 years or something.
We do know it falls out downstairs.
That's what we hear.
Yeah,
bald. From an expert.
Right. How much of a leeway do you think she gives Ozzy to notice her new hair color? Is it like after a month where she's like, Ozzy, really?
Yeah, because he thinks she's sleeping with somebody else. Huh?
Yeah. Well, he probably just doesn't notice.
Yeah, he wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I would suspect he'll never know. I won't know!
Didn't he just say in an interview that he wasn't expecting to be around that much longer?
Yeah.
I thought I had seen something about
that.
He
did.
That's sad.
I think he said he's not afraid to die. He's done it all.
I think that's been evident for quite a long time.
Right, right.
Like, that's why the 1990 farewell tour wasn't surprising. Cause it didn't always seem like it could be it.
Yeah. Well, did you see the Vandals hit Plymouth Rock?
Yeah. What did they put on
the
there?
The Plymouth Rock. Yeah. Oh, they just painted, you know, just
nothing
red
special
paint
on it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, nothing.
What a dick.
Now, if they would removed it so we could drill for oil.
that's
different.
That's fine.
That's completely different.
Of course it is.
That's helping me out.
That's America.
Yeah, that is completely different.
But I don't think there's any oil under Plymouth Rock.
No.
Only one way to find out.
You're right.
A Michigan man is ripping the U.S. State Department for not helping get Americans like him and his wife home amid the coronavirus outbreak. Steve Muth says he and his wife are among more than 600 Americans stuck in Cambodia to get home after their cruise ship was quarantined over the coronavirus fears.
That's Cambodia, Captain.
He says he's shocked that they have not been in contact with any federal officials whatsoever. And he says, hey, you know, we're Americans too.
How about this dude? See this one dude?
He says that the nation's our ambassador to Cambodia, not been over to see him.
One of those guys had to hop on a plane from Japan, and he had to come home, and his wife couldn't go. She's in a hospital in Japan. You imagine the crap he's taken? I wonder if he had the option to hang with her. Because they didn't say that. They didn't delve into the story. They said Jim Johnson made the flight home, and his wife couldn't because she's in a hospital in Japan. I'm thinking, maybe is he allowed to stay and be with her? Or did he have to go home since he was a U.S. citizen, and they said, you got to go.
Get out of harm's way, if nothing else?
Yeah, but they did tell another guy on that boat who didn't get on there. He's staying on the boat. He said, you know, he's all worried about that bus ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Whatever.
If he hung with her, he'd probably have to go to Omaha.
Yeah. That's right. We accept you're sick and tired. Unless your kid is hungry at lunch.
We accept
right then. That's on you. Right.
That's
We accept your infectious diseases.
Yes, we do.
That's how Omaha becomes a destination.
Yeah, that's how we made the national news last night.
the biocontainment unit at the University Med Center.
Should be proud of that.
Is world class.
Yes.
And we are celebrating National Battery Day. So appreciate your batteries.
That's a stupid day. You do a lot of stupid days, but giving a battery a day is just dumb.
Like the one on your phone or like the double A's? Just...
Both are batteries.
Okay.
I'll lick a 9-volt in your celebration.
Car. All batteries?
Lick a 9-volt, yeah.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yep, they think they may have found the first battery back in 2,000 years ago. Not sure on that. They just think that that may be it.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably no good now. Unless it was in the fridge.
Right? Yeah.
It was not in the fridge.
They kept it in the fridge. It'll probably be good.
What are they trying to power?
Well, it's probably a sponge.
Until they did, gold plating or something. For real.
Nobody's arguing, Craig.
Yeah.
You're the news guy.
Yeah,
you give us the facts.
I can read.
Or interested.
You give us the facts.
Not arguing or interested.
Good point.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, they make stores that are dedicated to different kinds of batteries.
Damn right. Yeah.
Residents in Myanmar are furious after a couple filmed themselves having sex at a sacred Buddhist site. Reports say the Italian couple filmed the clip, posted to Pornhub next to an ancient pagoda at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Many people online have come out against the couple, referring to this place as a holy place. Several travel firms have criticized the site for lacking sufficient security. But this clip has racked up hundreds of thousands of views since its posting. No word on if the pair will face any punishment.
We talked about the library chick earlier, which we ended up watching a little bit
for
research purposes. Probably way too much, actually.
Yeah, but I don't think the...
But it's crazy how U-Porn has become where everybody just goes and has sex everywhere and just films it.
Yeah. Check this out.
Yeah.
The Santa Monica City Library is not sacred, though. Maybe to some.
No.
But not to a whole country.
I get audio of that sex. You like it, Yoko. You like it.
That's the best part.
I know. Here it is. All right. You're getting close, aren't you? I need a snorting pig right there. We should fade it into a snorting pig.
You got one of those on the Winslow?
Wretched.
I think I might have a pig in there.
Why am I encouraging you to play it again? What the hell am I doing?
I think the pig sound effect would work really nice, wouldn't it? With that? Just my imagination. Think you'd hear a pig? You hear a pig there? Yeah. Oh, I got a pig. Hang on.
You're a pig. They're a pig.
Okay, hang on here.
You're not helping,
Craig. Let's see how this works here. All right.
That's not nice.
She sounds like she's in pain.
Yeah. I want you to think about that scream all day to our listeners. We're about to say goodbye for the day. So remember that. Pussy just flipped me off.
Again.
We got
Yoko.
Ryan, that's Hall of Fame bit right there. That's Hall of Fame. That is a Hall of Fame bit.
That sounds like one of those feral hogs they're trying to shoot up in Texas.
It does, doesn't it? Howie Mandel, Dr. Bean, and Brian Posehn all phone the program today. Check him out on the podcast. TNT, and that's TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Don Jameson tomorrow.
Tanline Tuesday, right.
Don Jameson.
Thursday, Greg Morton will be here, too.
Right.
So see you then.
Thanks.
Right. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.